The bill, also known as the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, would restrict abortions in West Virginia after 20 weeks, create criminal penalties for such procedures, and create a special revenue fund known as the West Virginia Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act Litigation Fund. Delegate Tim Armstead says the bill's purpose is to make West Virginia's laws on abortion similar to other states around the country.
We just wanted to actually put our state in line with the majority of other states in the country in terms of at least determining when that point is. The real point here is that after that point, medical experts have said that that a child can feel pain. And we believe that after that child, particularly as long as, well, there's several of us who believe that abortion should not be legal in our country, as long as that is the case, we certainly feel like there should be restrictions that after a child can feel pain, that there should not be abortions except in the situation where the life of the mother is in danger.
The motion to pull the bill from its double committee reference and bring it straight to the floor was rejected after the vote came to a 48-48 tie. This means that the bill will continue through the normal committee process, designated to go through Health and Human Resources, and then Judiciary. However, some delegates feel that the vote killed the bill because it has been over a month since its introduction, and it has yet to go through its first committee. Also, during yesterday's floor session, a bill was introduced that would increase the sales and use tax by 1%. The increase would only last until 2018, when it is projected that West Virginia's financial state will improve. The bill's lone sponsor, Delegate Jim Morgan, says that the increase is not simply a tax increase, but an investment in the future of West Virginia.
I believe it's time for us to ask all West Virginians to invest in the well-being of West Virginia. In Bill 4456, I propose to increase the general sales tax from 6% to 7%, which will bring in an additional $200 million in income. It would last only 4 years, until the West Virginia financial situation is to be back to normal and have revenue which exceeds expenses. It's certainly a broad-based tax, we can't dispute that, and it will cost each person $1 for every $100 of purchases they make, 1 cent on the dollar.
The bill has been referenced to the Finance Committee. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne in Charleston.